Translation: This is the opulence of the Lord. Although situated within the material nature, he is never affected by the modes of nature. Similarly, those who have surrendered to him and have fixed their intelligence upon him are not influenced by the modes of material nature. Thus the Bhagavad Gita also states again and again that the absolute truth always possesses inconceivable power. Amito jagte vasha jagta atmate nami jagte vashana ama jagate. Lord Krishna said, I am situated in the material world and the world rests in me. But at the same time, I am not situated in the material world, nor does it rest in me in truth. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Swami Srila Prabhupada. Nothing is existence is possible unless energized by the will of the Lord. The entire manifested creation is therefore resting on the energy of the Lord. But one should not therefore presume that the material manifestation is identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A cloud may rest in the sky, but that does not mean that sky and the cloud are one and the same. Similarly, the qualitative material nature and its product are never identical with the Supreme Lord. The tendency to lord it over material nature or Maya cannot be featured of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he descends to the material world, he maintains his transcendental nature, unaffected by the material qualities. In both the spiritual and material world, he is always the controller of all energies. The uncontaminated spiritual nature always exists within him. The Lord appears and disappears in the material world in different features for his pastimes, yet he is the origin of the whole cosmic manifestation. The material manifestation cannot exist separate from the Supreme Lord. Yet Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in spite of his connections with the material nature, cannot be subordinate to nature's influence. His original form of eternal bliss and knowledge is never subordinate to the three qualities of the material nature. This is a specific feature of the Supreme Lord's inconceivable potencies. Om Agyanti Mirandasi Gyananjan Sharakya Chakshinu Miratam Yen Tasmay Shri Guru Vainamaha Shri Chaitana Manavishtam Sthapitam Yen Bhutle Swam Rupadam Dhati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishthaya Bhutle Shrimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namne Namaste Saswati Devi Gurvani Pracharne Nirsheshanavadi Pasha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritanam Charmaratnam Devin Sasati Vyasam Tato Jam Dirit Mukam Kativachno Pangam Langte Grim Yat Kripata Bande Shri Gurdin Tarnam Vancha Kalpatra Vishkripa Sundu Vipichapatitanam Pavne Vyashni Vipyanamonamaha Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning here in these verses in the chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Glories of Lord Nityananda and Balaram, is about material nature, Maya, connection with Krishna. That Lord Krishna, when he comes, so this material nature does not affect him. Of course, Krishna is the source of spiritual and the material natures. But this particular material nature, which is Devi Asha Gunami, Mama Maya Drutyaya, it is divine. Nobody can cross over this nature. The only person can cross is who surrenders fully to Krishna, who becomes his devotee. That's the only way to cross. Otherwise, one cannot. It's like if somebody put into a prison, the magistrate or any ministers or police wallahs, nobody can free the person from the prison unless the king orders, all right, I let this prisoner go. So the king is not, this law of the prison is made for the criminals. And who made it? It's the king who makes it. So king is not affected by the law. Or the owner of a company. The owner of a company, he's the boss. He make this law for his staff that you have to start work at 9 o'clock and finish 5 o'clock. These are the allowances I will give you. But the owner is not affected by it. He may come 10 o'clock, he may come 9 o'clock. That's his own will. It's his company. So similarly, the Krishna is the source to this material nature. So this material nature does not affect Krishna. This material nature is like a shadow. And this shadow, how the shadow appears? It appears with the object. If there is no object, there will be no shadow. But the shadow never touches object. She always keeps falling. Wherever the object goes, wherever the person goes, the shadow is there. If you go to India, when you travel in a Indian railway, you see one side the shadow is coming on. Shadows keep traveling, side by side, but never touches the train. But it never touches object. So similarly, this material nature is like a shadow, but it never touches it. Srila Prabhupada explains, it's like, another thing is there is some dirty water. A pond is very dirty, very filthy. Maybe so many germs in there. But the sun is evaporating the water, but sun is not affected by it. But if you and me, we drink it, we're going to be immediately affected. But the sun is evaporating, drinking the water all the time. But nothing happening to the sun. Sun is aloof. Prabhupada gives so many examples. Like the clouds. We see the cloud is covering the sun, but the sun is far, far, far away from the clouds. Clouds are just up here. But when we see from here, the cloud is covering, the sun is covered. But the sun is much, much bigger than the clouds. So similarly, the material nature is simply like a clouds, and the Krishna is like a sun. If you see the Back to Godhead magazine, Srila Prabhupada says, and Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Krishna Surya Saman Maya Andhikar, Jahan Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Adhikar. Krishna is like a sun, and the Maya is like Andhikar. Wherever there is Krishna, there is no darkness, there is no Maya. But the demand is, we have to be in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we are in Maya, either Maya or Krishna. These are the two things. Either darkness or light. Two things. And this nature, material nature is so strong that nobody can cross over it. No jnanis, no yogis, no tapasvis. Any type of transcendentalists who are thinking they will transcend this material nature, but they cannot. Because last layer of Maya is the Mayavad, merging with the Brahma Jyoti. They think, let me take flight through my meditation. Let me get out of this material world. Because he got no connection with the God, they don't know who the God is. They think God is the light. And I will enter into the light and my existence will be finished. I was explaining on the other day that in the Bhagavad Gita, right from the beginning, moment Arjuna was confused, and he said to Krishna, he said, Karpanya dosho petta sabha parchami dvam dharam samudachita. I'm confused. He was concerned about the friends, he was concerned about the relatives, he was concerned about the gurus, he was concerned about the women, he was concerned about the children, he was concerned about the ancestors. This is the soft-hearted person. This is the nature of a devotee. He was so much concerned. He said, Krishna, what we will do with this kingdom? Of course, all right, fair enough. They have done so much. We have suffered so much throughout our life. But we have been fighting for what? For a kingdom? And in this kingdom, look at how many people, soldiers has got together. 640 million soldiers are here. And I can see my gurus, and they will be killed. Uncles, my friends, my cousin brothers. And this is one aspect, personal relationship, one can think. Whenever there's some problem in the family, we can straightway think of our own. We can think of our own family, our own friends, our own mother, our own father, our own children. This is personal. But Arjuna was concerned not only this personal relations. He gave another excuse. He said, look, Krishna, what about these ladies? When these people will die, these ladies will become polluted. Because who will look after that? Istri dushtashu jayate varna sankara. If the woman of the society becomes polluted, they will give birth to the unwanted progeny. And when there is unwanted progeny, there is a chaos in the society. And when the chaos in the society, they will stop offering pitru tarpan shrad, you know, when you offer water to the ancestors. And when they will stop giving that, so they will fall down. So he was concerned about the ladies, he was concerned about the children, he was concerned about the society, he was concerned about the ancestors. Can you imagine how many things he's concerned about? But when Krishna was going to speak to him, before he talked about anything, before even he talked about what the soul is, before he was going to talk about the nature, before he's going to talk about the karma, before he's going to talk about the jnana, there's everything in Krishna. Krishna has instructed to everybody in Bhagavad Gita. He's given instruction to the jnanis. He said, you're wasting your time. Bahunam janmanamante, jnanvan mam praptate, vasudev sarvamiti sahamahatma sudarlava. So what are you meditating on? Your jnana is nothing. He's given instruction to the yogis. You're simply pressing your nose. Why are you wasting your time? It's too difficult. Arjuna said it's difficult. He's given instruction to the yogis. He's given instruction to the jnanis. He's given instruction to the demonic people. Moreover, before anything, very first thing, he defeated Mayavad philosophy. Very first verse, second verse he spoke. Vishochadna vishochastam pragyavan bhastra. Gatasun nanu shochanti pandita. He said, yes, it looks very nice. You're talking about friends, relatives, everybody else. But you're fool number one. Then immediately he defeated one thing. Immediately before that, he's not talking any other subject. Na tavavaham jatuna asham, na tavam neme jinadipa, na chayavna sarve bhyamte param. There was never a time when you did not exist, I did not exist. Nor there's a time when will it cease to be. And these kings. We all existed before, we are existing now, and we will exist in the future. There's no merging. Can you imagine? Straight away, his first instruction, no merging. So any yogi, jnani or transcendentalist who says there's a merging, the Prabhupada is very heavy on the merging, isn't it? Once a devotee in Vrindavan, he had some wires, and he didn't know which wire to connect which wire. You know, in India, there's no health and safety. You just take wires and you just connect it. You don't know which one is red, which one is blue. Because they all mix up, you know. So, Srila Prabhupada, should I merge these wires? And Prabhupada immediately told him off. Prabhupada said, there is no merging. That's the instruction. So, there is no merging. That's the reason I joined Krishna consciousness. Because all my life I was seeing everybody was merging. Because I used to meet all the Mayavadis and I never liked them. Even I was initiated by Mayavadis. And I knew this guru is not right, whoever initiated me. Because he's talking about Mayavadi thing is God is the light, God is the force. I don't think so. Some previous karma, something was there. They were telling me this is not right philosophy. Even I was initiated by these. The moment I came to Prabhupada, when I read, immediately, that's the reason I joined Krishna consciousness. Because Prabhupada said, There is only one Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is Krishna. I'll tell you why, and the end we'll talk about it. But this Mayavad is such, this Maya is so strong. It is not that Maya is bad. Maya is energy of Krishna, Bahiranga Shakti of Krishna. It is bad for the criminals, not for the citizens, not for devotees. As long as we are devotees, we have nothing to fear about the Maya. But we have to proper set, we should be careful, we know this Maya. It's like a citizen. He should always be concerned, he should always be careful not to commit any crime. You see, a law-abiding citizen in any country, he is paying his taxes, he is following, he doesn't break any rule, he doesn't break any traffic rules, he doesn't say anything wrong to anybody, doesn't use any bad language, doesn't commit any kind of crime, but back of his mind he should go, if I do it, then I will be punished. Isn't it? As long as a law-abiding citizen doesn't do anything wrong, nothing to worry from the police. You see, we go by, we travel, we see the policeman is walking nearby. No problem. Because we are not committing any offense. If you're driving a car very nicely, some police car is behind you, not a problem. Because you are just very sober, driving under the limits. You're not breaking any law. Fine, not a problem. But that people who are breaking the law, they are worried about it. So Maya Devi, Durga Devi, she is one of the energy of Krishna. So for criminals, she is punishing. And she is punishing not with one pace. Prabhupada gives example with the trident. What does he do? You see, if you see, during Calcutta, in Durga Puja time, when Durga Devi is killing a Mahishasur, has anybody seen the photo of Mahishasur? She's got hold. Yes, he knows because he's from Bengal. Every year, Durga Puja time. So Mahishasur is lying on the floor and Durga Devi is holding a trident like this. She's opened her eyes like this and the trident she is hitting like this and Mahishasur is like this. And this trident is three modes of material nature. Satogun, tamogun, rajogun. She is hitting. You can't get out of. You cannot spare from this nature of mine. This is the position of Durga Devi. And in Brahma Vaivarta Puran, right in the beginning, before even the this at the time of creation, Lord Krishna came to Shiva. She said, oh my Lord Shiva, I'd like to offer you a gift. And Lord Shiva, when he saw, so in Brahma Vaivarta Puran, when he saw, he offered his obeisance. He says, oh, I'm so fortunate to have your darshan, my Lord. I'm always meditating on you, but you have personally come. He said, I want to, this is Durga Devi. Durga Devi was sitting on a lion. This is her carrier. He said, please accept this as your wife. He said, oh, immediately Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva said to Krishna. He said, that's fine. Then he explained, he said, this is your, you accept her as a wife and she'll become a sati. And she will actually, there will be the whole incident. He everything about Durga Devi cleared Lord Krishna. That how she will burn her own body in the Maharaj Daksha arena. And then she'll become Parvati. Then this is how she will perform pastimes with you. This is material nature. And immediately Lord Shiva folded his hand. He said, my Lord, I only got one humble request. What is that? My humble request is, that's fine. I accept Mother Nature as my Durga Devi, as my wife. But actually I want something else. What else do you want? I want my mind to be always absorbed with your thoughts. I always meditate on you. If you really want to give me something, give me this benediction. That I always think about you. And this is the devotee. Maya Devi is so strong. Devi Asha Gunami Mama Maya Durati Ashukde Goswami said, I am not going to take birth. Maya will touch me. Father saying, don't worry, Maya won't touch you. No, 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 no. Only Krishna comes and tell me that Maya won't touch you. Only then I will take birth. 12 years he stayed in the womb. Krishna said, look, come on. Maya won't touch you. He said, no, no. Promise me 3 times. He promised 3 times. Krishna said, Shukdev, please take birth. This Maya won't touch you. And Shukdev Goswami took birth at that time. Now, why he is so concerned? Because Maya is such, it is a perfect illusion. I given this, I don't know when I gave class last time. Before I go to India, I was explaining. Whatever Krishna produced is perfect. You see, you go to a circus. A magician, he produces, you know, something, some articles. Some magician, you know, they produce something from their mouth. So something when they produce, they make illusion only for 1 second. These magicians, they produce illusion only for few seconds. But Krishna is the biggest magician. He produced an illusion which is continuing all the time. This is material nature. What is this illusion? Vari madam yatho, like in a mirage, you see there's no water, but you think there's a water. Right from the far, you think it's a water. In the same mirage, there's no fire, but when with the heat wave comes, it looks like there's a fire. That is not only a magic. The biggest magician Krishna has done is, in this material world, we are spirit soul, but we are thinking we are this body. We are identifying ourselves with the body. This is the magic. This magic is such that this soul is traveling within this body. We had a child's body. Dehi nasminita dehi, kumaram jobnam jara. Then same, we had one point, we had a youth body. Then we have old age body. Then we die, we take birth and we die. But the whole process is gone through, but we still identifying with the body. We get so attached to the body, no matter how body bad is, no much how horrible the body becomes, we still love it. Don't want to die. Have you ever seen? Sometimes you see, go to the hospitals, some old people. I've seen, there's one lady. She was, I've seen her a long time ago. She used to come here, and only one thing she used to complain. You're coming to temple, old lady. She would only say, oh, my knees are no good. Please, God, give me my knees. Please tell Krishna to give me my knees. Yes, fine. You're suffering from the knees. But this illusion is such that we do not want to die. We do not want to leave this body, no matter how horrible the body becomes. Dhritarashtra is a perfect example of it. This is Maya. Dhritarashtra, he was blind, his 100 children got killed. But Yudhishthir Maharaj was very nice. He said, yes, he's my uncle. No matter he treated me like that, it is our fate. We may have done something wrong in the previous birth, and that is why they treated us like this. This is how the devotees see it. You see, once Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in a hall, and somebody came and he shouted at Prabhupada. Somebody challenged. He was arguing, some Indian person, and not only arguing, he may be atheist, he may be Mayavadi, he may be whoever he was, some soul, some conditioned soul. So he, now Prabhupada, normally you'll see Prabhupada will defeat people, Prabhupada will say something, but this time Prabhupada didn't say it. Prabhupada said, just start chanting Hare Krishna. So devotees are very upset. And next time they met to Prabhupada, they said, Srila Prabhupada, behind the doors, Prabhupada, the devotee said, Prabhupada, this person insulted you. We could not tolerate it. And Prabhupada said, no, I may have done something to this person in the last birth. This is how the devotees see it. Shri Radha Gokulan ji ki jai, Sita Ram Krishna Hanuman ji ki jai. Shri Gaur-Nitai ji. So, this is how the devotees, you can go from here back, you can take darshan over there, you can go from back. So the devotees, you see, they see differently. Prikshit Maharaj was cursed by Shirangi. And immediately Prikshit Maharaj decided one thing. He was not bothered because he knew he is not this body, he is a spirit soul. And now he knew Krishna is the supreme. He knew 7 days left, let me prepare something. He left kingdom immediately. This is the devotee. Where Dhritarashtra, he did not leave the kingdom. Even his children were died, everything is finished. Dhritarashtra, then Vidur went, he said, Andhupra Vadno Mandaprayagthabna Bishinadanti Mandagni Sraga Kavamudhan. Oh my dear brother, you born blind. Spiritually and materially, Andhupra Vadno Mandaprayagthabna. Your memory is getting loose. Your digestion power is finishing. Your teeth are coming out. And you are coughing a mucus. And still you are attached to this kingdom. And these Pandavas who killed your 100 children, you are still eating their roti. He said, what a waste of time you are doing, Dhritarashtra. And look at you, how old you have become. Your teeth are gone, your digestion system is gone, your memory is gone. You are blind. And still you are attached to this kingdom. This is how the illusion is. This is a magic of Krishna consciousness. Sorry, magic of Lord Krishna, material nature. This is the magic. We are identifying the whole day and night one thing. We are thinking of our body. Imagine, yesterday I was with one of my clients. He is a very pious person. Very nice. He supports Krishna consciousness a lot. So I was explaining, what do you do? Whole morning to evening, there's a one thing. What are we doing? Whole time, what are we going to eat? When are we going to sleep? And when are you going to bring the money? Everything is bodily, isn't it? Everything is thinking about the body. I think I have to sleep now. I have to eat now. I have to evacuate now. I have to earn the money now. The whole rotation is thinking in these 4 or 5 activities, body, 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 and body, and body, and body. But this body is working with the soul, and the soul, nobody is bothered. Of course, there's a duty of you to eat, duty to evacuate, duty to sleep, duty to bring some money, we have to do. But more importantly, never forget the duty inside to the soul, because that's the most important part. And the most important part, duty, and that duty to that is that food for the body, sleeping for the body, everything is for the body. But the body is working only because of the soul. And that soul is so even, you know, I was giving yesterday example, I said it's like a, you know, airline. As long as you got a soul in your body, the airline will give you a ticket and give you a seat. Okay, you can sit on this seat. And if you are dead, this body is a bag, isn't it? We said this is a bag. Prabhupada gives the example, isn't it? There's a bag of urine, pus, stool, whatever it is, it's a bag. So in the airline, we don't realize this is a bag. But airlines, they recognize, yes, you are a bag. Now soul is gone, let's put you into the cargo. So they throw you in the cargo. They don't give you a seat. Dead body, they don't give you a seat. If there's a dead body, then they transport the dead body in a cargo with the baggage allowance. This is how that is. But we are not identifying. This is the illusion. This is the material nature. But this nature, we are illusioned that we are this body. But Krishna is not illusioned that he is this body. He knows. He is God. This is karma. I give an example so many times. I don't know if you know this. You may have heard. How many people heard the example of eagle? There was one eagle egg. And some other from this egg. It slipped from the nest. And there was some, luckily it fell on a very soft grass, this egg. And there were lots of other chicken eggs were there. So eventually, all along with the chicken eggs, this eagle egg, it got hatched as well. So this eagle, because he just knew this chickens, so these little chicks of a chicken, they were doing chick, 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 or whatever they say, you know, buck, 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 buck. So eagle start doing buck, 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 buck as well, this eagle. So he didn't know. So you see, these chicken, they cannot only fly few meters or few feet up, you know. They're not very good, you know, they don't fly so much. So they were flying little few, and this eagle, even he start flying like a chickens too. So he start behaving like chickens. Buck, 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 like this. But then one sadhu saw him. He said, hey Baba, you're not a chicken. You're not chicken. No, no, I am chicken. He said, no, you're not chicken. I am chicken. But you're eagle. What is eagle? Okay, let me show you. So then he took this eagle right on a huge cliff. He said, look, you can fly. He said, I can't. I'm a chicken. He said, no, you can fly. So he took this eagle and he threw him from the cliff. And this eagle, he started flying. Then he realized, yes, I'm not a chicken. I'm actually an eagle. So he was flying high in the sky. So this is what the soul is. Soul is part and parcel of Krishna, but we are identifying with the self, with the body. As long as we are Krishna consciousness, then we realize, then we can fly and high, and you can really experience Krishna consciousness. And this illusion is, this is not something new. Very, very easily, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Sharmadi Shute Chitate Udai. It's not something outside you have to impose on self. Krishna consciousness is within everybody. It's not something that, you know, we are imposing or we are changing from Hindus to Muslim. Yes, you become a Muslim. There are lots of Muslims. So if you become, this is the only religion. No. I should become Christian. There are so many Christians, so many Muslims. Maybe this is the right religion. Maybe this. These are the faiths. Faiths can be changed. But dharma cannot change. Krishna consciousness is within everybody. It's simply we have to strike it. We simply have to take Krishna consciousness out. Nitya Siddha. How do we hear? How do we understand how we can strike Krishna consciousness? How will we know that we are Krishna consciousness? Very simple. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Sharvanadi Shuddha Chitate Karyode. Simply by hearing about Krishna. You see, everything we hear, how do we learn? I got my grandson, 2 years old. And how did he learn? Simply hearing. A mother is teaching. Father is teaching. The teachers are teaching. When you start saying him word again and again and again, then he memorizes, yes, this is school, this is table, this is chair. This is yogurt. So then they start. How do they pick up? Every single child does this. Sharva, hearing. Sharnam kitna Vishnu smaranam bad sevnam. So understanding about Krishna starts from sharvan. Without sharvan cannot be understood. So this sharvan is the most important. All our previous acharyas, they have done so much for it. Simply for whom? For living entities. They knew every living entity belongs to Krishna. And they have forgotten. They are thinking, I'm white, I'm brown, I'm English, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, I'm Christian, I'm cat or a dog. This is a body. Everybody's got the bodies. But acharyas, they don't need to. Why do they do it? They are happy. Brahmabhuta Prasannatma. They are completely happy. What they are happy in? Because they have identified, they knew. They are not this body. They are devotees of Krishna. When they chant Hare Krishna, it's like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I mentioned even before. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, moment I chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, I drown in the ocean of ecstasy. He drowns in the ocean of ecstasy. So why are they doing? They've taken so much trouble. Srila Vedvyas, before the beginning of this Kali Yuga, right in the Himalayas. Anybody been to Himalayas? Nobody been to Himalayas? You been to Badrinath? Or you missed Badrinath? Okay, I've been there. This is the spot where Srila Vedvyas translated all the scriptures. He divided one Veda into four parts. He written all the 18 Puranas. He written the Mahabharata. He written Srimad Bhagavatam. I've been to this place 3-4 times. It's a beautiful place. It only opens in the summer. In the whole winter, they said there's about 12 to 15 feet snow there. Not even few inches, but feet. So during only few months, May, June, May actually, and then again September, then again there's slidings over there and mountain sliding. So open only few months. So one can go there. That sort of spot, why? It's completely away from everything. And he's translating these books. He written Bhagavat, he written four Vedas in that sort of cold. And writing so much literature. For whom he's writing? He's writing simply for the living entities, for us. They've taken so much trouble. If you see Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, our Shad Goswamis, they've written volumes and volumes of books on Krishna consciousness. For whom they are writing? For themselves? To earn some money? No. Because they have got a treasure of Krishna consciousness. So they wanted the only solution to the material nature, to material world, to get out of this world is if they become a devotee. So in order to convince that Krishna is God, and how does he perform his pastimes, what is the relationship with it, how beautiful that is, so they are putting all this literature. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was so busy. Look at his schedule. He written his volumes and volumes of literature. Srila Prabhupada, every night Prabhupada used to do this. Can you imagine how much time he used to spend? Every night he used to wake up 12 o'clock, go to bed 10 o'clock, and getting up 12 o'clock every night, 2 hours sleep in the night. And whole night he was doing what? Translating this literature. This. For what he was translating? Simply for all of us. So we understand, we take Krishna consciousness. But we are so unfortunate. No, we are like a Sheikh Chilli, you know. There was one Sheikh Chilli. I don't know if you know this Indian story. He was sitting on a branch and he was cutting the branch. So one sadhu said, "What are you doing?" "I'm cutting a branch." "Are a fool, you're cutting a branch? You're sitting on the branch, you'll fall." He said, "You mind your own business." So he cut a branch. And the moment he cut the branch, bang, on the floor after a little while. Gone. And that's how we are doing. Sitting on the branch of this material, this body, which comes very rare. It's 8.4 million species of life. I'm sorry if I'm taking a little longer. But this body is so rare. Durlava manusha janam. Tavavi drubam arthavam. Prahlad Maharaj said, this human form of life is very, very rare. And when you say very rare, what does he mean by when you're very rare? Can you imagine how many people are on this planet Earth? 7 billion these days. It used to be about 3, 4. But now they said it's increasing. Can you imagine how many millions and trillions and billions of living entities on the planet Earth? Can you see how many blades of grass is there? How many living entities is a blade of grass? How many trees are there? How many plants are there? How many insects are there? If you want to see, we were in Vrindavan a few years ago. And Prabhupada gave this example. He said, there are moths. You see, during the time of, anybody seen the moths in Vrindavan? During the rainy time? Lots of moths come. And what do they do? Whenever there's a light, they come in millions in the night.
Millions in the night. They come in the millions and they all come to the light and they die. All of them, they die. They burn themselves. In the morning when you see, there's a millions over there. And the bhangi, he just sweep them away. And the same night, another night, again there's a millions. So where are they coming? Within a day, they become from this to this. Their lifespan is so quick and so fast, they become big within a day. So many eggs they leave, so many living entities on the planet Earth. Brahmarte kon, Bhagyavan jeev, Guru Krishna Kripa Pai, Bhakti Lata Beej. But human form of life is very rare. And how many millions of species of life? 8.4 million. And then out of them, lifespan is so much. Become elephant, he lives for 100 years. Demigods, wherever you go. So rare this human form of life. And after getting human form of life, then again, how fortunate that is, somebody connected with Krishna consciousness. Very rare. Connecting with Krishna consciousness is we think this is fine, you know, there's so many, that's not a problem with us, but we are not appreciating. We are not thinking how fortunate we are to getting the opportunity of getting Krishna consciousness out of billions of living entities, entire universe. Not everybody will take Krishna consciousness. This is not some other faiths. Fill the world with the Islam, fill the world with the Christians, fill the world with... This is the duty maybe of other religions. But Krishna consciousness duty is not to fill the whole world with Krishna, because not everybody will take. Prabhupada said very clearly. Devotee asked, will everybody will take Krishna consciousness because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is giving free? He said no. Very few people will take. Manushnam sahasreshu kashchit yatati siddhate yatatam api siddhyanam kashchinva veti tatvata. So this is this Krishna consciousness is very, very rare. Human form is very rare. And in the human form, Krishna consciousness is very rare. Manushnam sahasreshu, out of millions become one jnani, out of one jnani, millions of jnanis, one become a pure devotee of Krishna. So we will become, as long as we stay Krishna conscious. It's like a mango. As long as the mango stays on the tree, mango may be green. At the moment, we may be green mangoes. But if we stay Krishna conscious, eventually it'll become nice, beautiful, sweet mango. But if you break that mango, you can only make a chutney, which is khatti mithi. Not a sweet. So if you want a sweet mango, then anatha nivritti, I'm very new, I don't know anything. I'm chanting Hare Krishna, but I'm not feeling bliss. Hare Baba, you may not be feeling bliss, but you don't know what you're chanting. This is the most powerful. Kale toshnide rajan hasti eko mahan guna. Nothing in the material world at the moment, present age, you see. Whatever we can think of, whatever we can see, everything is faulty. Whatever you see, the drinking water we are drinking is contaminated with some chemicals, you know that. They purify. Here, these days, I don't know, I'm not going to go to these details of my wife said, don't go into the chemtrail details. Chemtrails, they're putting in. Anybody knows chemtrails? Okay, you can go and Google it. They're spraying. They're making artificial clouds to control weather these days. All over the whole government, he knows. Yeah, they're trying to artificial controlling the weather, putting the chemicals in the air. All the chemicals then come back. You're breathing that. Everything, breathing, contaminated. Whatever we are seeing is a contaminated. Man is trying to expose himself. Woman is trying to expose herself. Everybody is trying to expose. Seeing is contaminated. Business dealings, contaminated. Truthfulness, forget it. You see, the Maharaj Parikshit said to, you know, this, he said, bull said to the cow, Dharma said to the, he said, only one thing left in the truthfulness in the Kali Yuga. But do you think is now? It's gone. Lie everywhere. The father tells his son, okay, tell him on the phone, I'm busy at the moment. I've gone out. Lying, truthfulness. Forget it. So everything is contaminated. Simply one thing is, it's recommended in the scriptures. Whatever we do, whatever activities we do, whatever we eat, whatever is there, everything is contaminated. Of course, not Krishna Prasad. No, one thing is, only one thing is, Kalitosh Nide Rajan, everything is faulty. Asti Eko Mahan Guna Kitna Deva Krishna Muksang Prambrajit. Only one thing, that is, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the way we should do. And Prabhupada, one last message, Prabhupada says, simple with one little tree. If there's a nice sandalwood tree, one tree, only one tree in the entire forest, it gives a beautiful aroma to the forest. You can breathe nice, beautiful aroma of sandalwood. Simply, there's only, how many trees are in the tree? Only one, but beautiful. And one dead tree, you put a little fire or just rub the tree, it can burn the entire forest. So one devotee can deliver, like Prabhupada delivered the whole world. And one devotee can destroy. So the whole thing is, we should take Krishna consciousness, read Prabhupada books, and Krishna is every, you don't have to find Krishna. Prabhupada books, Krishna is, you have to see it only. Every single word Prabhupada put is Krishna, 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 Krishna. Ever Acharya has put, you don't want to see, you, only the owls cannot see. Alukaran deke surya kiran. A owl can never see the sun. But Prabhupada, you open any book of Prabhupada, you open any page of Prabhupada, you read any line of Prabhupada, there's only one thing is Krishna, Krishna and Krishna. Isn't it? Open a book, anywhere. Any page you open, any word you open, it is only Krishna, nothing else. This is called pure devotees. This is how we should perform devotional service. Nothing else. No pressing nose, no nothing. Simply chant Hare Krishna. I stop it here. Srila Prabhupada ki.